This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
Going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you could give me, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Remember, you know, it's easy to get involved, easy to get engaged, but get informed first. There's a lot of fools out there that are just speaking from the last thing they saw come across Twitter. Don't be one of those. I say that to you all the time. So get engaged, get informed, and then approach people. Let them know how you feel about things, especially when they're telling you things that you know aren't true. Don't stay silent. That's how we get the problems that we have today. So I usually don't pull a guest on in the first segment, but this guy's a very special guy. He's been on the show off and on for years, but I've been meaning to bring him back on. And I know a few weeks ago we did two whole shows on the transgender movement and what's going on in our schools, what's going on with our young people. And it's saddening. It's heartbreaking to see what this is, what's going on. And as a school board trustee, I see what's happening at the school levels. And it's also heartbreaking there. And now with all the dust up as of late with the kids in kindergarten, came through third grade there in Florida, where I think it was a great thing that Ron DeSantis did, we're seeing just everything seems to come down to sexual orientation. Everything comes down when it comes to the transgender side of the world. You can't even blink or say anything about it or even ask questions without being a hater. So, as I always say to you, I bring in the experts, I bring in the people who have a clue, and go ahead and tell them. They don't know what they're talking about. So Walt Heyer, identified as a transgender woman for 8 years, now has a passion to help others who regret the gender change. Walt travels extensively to share his story of redemption at conferences, churches, universities. He's appeared on a whole bunch of radio and TV stations as well. We need to get guys like him out there even more so people know what the truth is. Walt, God bless it. Thanks for being with me.
Yeah, Joe, good to be back. It's been a long time, but I'm glad to be here. Yeah, let's get on with this. This is an important subject.
All right, so I want you to give, I know this sounds kind of weird, but I want you to give me the Reader's Digest version of your story, and then we'll dig into facts.
Yeah, well, my grandmother cross-dressed me at 4, which is child abuse, and that child abuse caused me to become, confused about who I was. And then because I was cross-dressed by my grandmother and my dad found out, my dad was incensed. This was in 1944. I'm 81 years old, so put it in context. And so dad, he didn't know what was going on. Grandma's putting me in a purple dress. And so he gets to where he's thinking, okay, I've got to straighten him out, so he's going to do it with heavy discipline. So that was fine. And then my Uncle Fred, who, is about one bulb off a plum or whatever, and he decided to sexually molest me because of the purple dress. So the message here is that when you put a boy in a purple dress, there's going to be consequences. You're not going to be good, and it's going to cause them psychological, emotional, and sexual problems. And that's why we don't do this to children. It's child abuse, institutionalized child abuse. No child in the history of this world needs to have anyone encouraging them to change their gender, telling a boy to wear a dress or a girl to dress up like a guy. Let's knock off this nonsense. It's insanity, and it's destroying this generation of children. It destroyed me, and I'm still talking about it 77 years later.
You know, it's funny. You, my ears perked up when you said 1944. I mean, this was going on that far back. And was you think your grandmother's goal was really to kind of change you or make you really believe you were a girl, or does she like to see you in those dresses?
No, I really think Grandma didn't have a clue. She was a seamstress. She made dresses and just thought, oh, I'll make him a dress. She didn't know how to make blue jeans. So I don't think, like a lot of parents, they think it's benign. They don't think anything's going to come of it. They don't think they're harming the children. And so I don't think she was trying to do anything. I mean, what we know is today, Joe, and I've written about this in the public discourse and the Daily Signal and other media, that what we call adverse childhood experiences cause people to become confused about who they are. And these things, we start looking around for what to do. You know, kids are, you know, they're going to cut themselves, they're going to obsess on something, and then some of the kids decide that they don't want to be who they are because their life is such a mess, or they feel like they've been harmed. And sometimes they have an alcoholic father, or somebody died in the family, or mom and dad are just abusive to one another, and they're witnessing this going on. Maybe some neighbor came over and indoctrinated the child into the transgender way. Maybe we have kids, you know, writing me when they're 15 or 16, telling me they were introduced to pornography at a very young age. We know that pornography actually destroys the brain, and so it's very disruptive to a child to see that kind of images. And so this is what DeSantis is trying to stop, is what I've been speaking out about. And I've had I've worked with thousands of individuals who've gone through this, identified as a woman, and have detransitioned back. So if people who identify as transgender have been harmed, and it takes sometimes 2 or 3 years of a lot of work to get them to detransition and get them back, but they have a lot of body parts missing. They have part of their life is missing. They can't produce children. Their life is a mess. And so it's important for parents to know.
All right, we're going to go for a break, Walt. When we come back, I want to start getting into some of the issues that the transgender kids are going through. And I do mean kids, because a lot of them are just simply confused. And they think this is going to fix it, and it doesn't. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You're going to miss some good stuff. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
We were coming over here tonight. I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I looked around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you want to ask a question, you want to get something across, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, getting involved, getting engaged. And this is one of those topics you need to get informed on. I don't care where you're coming from, religiously or socially or what have you. You need to get informed on it and understand what's going on. Because if you don't, it's real easy for them to try to tear you apart. And when I say them, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, we've done many shows around this kind of thing. We talk about hormone blockers of 4- and 5- and 6-year-olds, what the chemical damage that does to their bodies. It is not what the doctors are telling you it is, or the doctors who believe in this are telling you it is. There's a lot of damage, and more than just physical, the emotional, the psychological damage. That doesn't turn around in a heartbeat. I've asked Walt Heyer to join me. He identified as a transgender woman for 8 years and now has a passion to help others who regret the gender change. And Walt travels all around the place to share his story with people and counsels people, and they need help. They need help, and I'm not just saying that to be funny or lighthearted or even mean-spirited. The reason they make the change or think that they need to make the change is not quite right. Walt, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet. Glad to be here, Joe.
Yeah, and let's get back to again, we talked a little bit about your story and what have you. And, you know, gender dysphoria is real. It's a real medical term. It's a real issue. I've had people tell me, yeah, but, you know, they said the same thing about the gay and lesbian community. They'll change their mind on this as well. Where are you at with this? You think the medical, you know, the medical community is going to change their mind on this?
Well, you're going to be surprised. I've done a lot of research, and I've got two articles out there. One of them is in the Daily Signal. The other one's in the Federalist. There is dysphoria. That is a legitimate, and it's been there for years. Dysphoria has been around, and dysphoria is caused by adverse childhood experiences. We call them ACEs. But if we go back prior to 2013, people who struggled with their identity, it was called gender identity disorder. And so we got all the woke people in there, you know, who they don't want anybody to feel bad about anything. So they decided to put gender in front of dysphoria. Until that time, there was never any such thing as gender dysphoria. It was just dysphoria. So they added dysphoria for one reason only. And that was to speed up the process of allowing people to have access to hormone blockers and hormone therapies and surgeries. Not because they had gender dysphoria. They had dysphoria, but the trick for the clinicians is to find out what type of dysphoria do they have. Were they sexually abused? Were they emotionally abused? Were they psychologically abused? Were they addicted to pornography? So the trick is, dysphoria is real. Gender dysphoria is not.
Interesting.
And so I've written articles about that. And so what we're dealing with is a group of people who have suffered some kind of trauma. And we call them ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. If the people want to look up Walt Heyer, the Federalist, and go to the story I wrote about a young man from San Francisco, it details it out. There's another one in the Daily Signal. So it's taken a long time to come up with this research, but and I've been working with people on what the individuals who struggle with these identity issues need is a trauma therapist, not a gender therapist. If you go to a gender therapist, your life is over. Forget it. Scratch it off. You're done. You don't need hormone blockers. You don't need surgery. You don't need any of that. You need someone who's going to dig in and find out what caused your dysphoria. What is the underlying issues? And I've, as I said earlier, I've worked with thousands of people. Every single one of those people, over a period of time, we've been able to find out what caused them to listen to this. Not like who they are. So they attempt to become someone who they can never become. And so there's just some really simple group of questions that I get involved with in people and try to find out what happened that caused you to not like who you are. What was the event? And in having this dialogue, some of them have to do quite a bit of inner reflection to find out what it was. One guy in his 40s. Had gone through this change, and he didn't. We went through this, and he found out that he was able to discuss the fact of being sexually abused by his swimming coach when he was a youngster at a summer camp. And it was right after that that he decided that he wasn't a boy. Well, that's not gender dysphoria. That's the crime of sexual abuse. And what we know is, And this is why it's not gender dysphoria, and it is dysphoria. But what we know is, in working with people, if we dig deep enough, we get enough information, we find out that that young person wanted his genitals removed, not because he wanted to be a girl, but because he never wanted anyone to touch his genitals again. So if he took them off, they wouldn't touch him.
My.
And the same thing holds true with females. If they've been sexually abused, many of them will appear to be masculine as a way to reject anyone who might be otherwise, if she wasn't masculine, would touch her inappropriately. So it's a defense mechanism against being sexually abused. And about 70% of the people who identify as trans, including me, were sexually abused or emotionally abused. Or psychologically, something happened. So if we can get that around and understand that dysphoria is absolutely 100% real, it's just that it's not gender dysphoria; it's some other dysphoria. And the trick.
Well, you constantly hear that you know the vast majority of transgenders are suffering from you know depression and all this. And now with what you're saying, the depression isn't caused by the fact that they're quote unquote in the wrong body. The depression is caused by the fact that they've had something happen to them and they don't know what to do about it, correct?
That's exactly right. This is what I've been explaining to people. And what's amazing, I worked with four young girls, not very long ago with their parents. I didn't actually talk to the girls. I talked to the parents. I said, let's do a little coaching. I said, ask the daughter why she doesn't like who she is. And then ask her what happened that caused her to not like who she is. And so in this series of conversations this mom's having on the couch, we discover all these things that happened to this child that mom didn't even know. And so then we can then have the mom, or if it requires a therapist, dig in and we can find out how to treat them so that we can bring them out of this nonsense called transgenderism.
Wow. Hey, we got to go for another quick break. I hate these things. Find somebody to sponsor the show, and I won't have to go to commercials. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Walt Heyer right after this.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting.
Thursday, in an address to the nation, President Biden spoke from Philadelphia's Independence Hall and urged Americans to reject the beliefs of Make America Great Again Republicans.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
On Thursday, the Airline Pilots Association picketed at airports throughout the U.S. to call on management to recognize pilot sacrifices during the pandemic and to get serious about negotiating a contract. Captain Eric Hall was on the line in Minneapolis.
Pilots at Delta Airlines were instrumental in carrying the airline through COVID. So we were out here flying as first responders, frontline workers, and it is frustrating that we're at this stage.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back.
Baby,
I'm back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 55 Real Joey, 55-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, we talk about these numbers all the time, but I have to get them from stories. I can't get them from people that are actually involved with them on a day-to-day basis. According to Walt Heyer, up to 20% of transgenders have regrets about their sex change. And the sex change procedures are not effective. Many of them, you know, again, go years with still suicidal tendencies. And you always hear the, you know, the bleeding heart lefties talking about these kids, these young kids are suicidal. They're depressed. They're miserable. And it has to be because they need a sex change. But when you're talking about going to counseling, and again, I'll ask Walt this in a second, you only hear, in most cases, they've only been to two or three sessions. I mean, it's sometimes it's years. On other issues that you're working with, why is it only two or three sessions in this area? What pushes them along or pushes them along at rocket speed to get you your sex change? Walt Heyer joins me. I love having him on. I haven't had him on in a long time, but we'll make this a more of an event. He identified as a transgender himself, as a woman for 8 years, and now has a passion to help others who regret the gender change. And God bless, somebody is reaching out to them. Somebody is reaching out to help them. Walt, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to be on, Joe. Love to be on.
We and again, we have to. We were talking about it during the break, but more parents, more Christians who truly love Christ need to come out and start talking to these kids. And early, don't be afraid to say something to them. If you're afraid that they're going to hate you, are you telling me that you're more worried about how they feel towards you than saving their lives in some cases? Saving their, you know, their future life, if you would? Walt, the suicide rates don't really go down among those who have the operation, do they?
No, they go up by 19 times. So you're far more likely to die by suicide after you go through the thing. Because what you realize is at some point that it was a mistake, and then you realize you can't get your body parts back because they lobbed off your breast or took off your genitals or altered them to a point to where they don't function anymore or they have bleeding from there or whatever. These things are a mess. And so what they do is they just commit suicide. They go, I can't go back. I can't get my penis back. I can't get my breast back. I'm mutilated. And so they commit suicide. So it has nothing to do with society rejecting it. The society is absolutely all over accepting all these people. Families are accepting them. It's because the doctors are mutilating their body and destroying them psychologically, emotionally, and sexually. That's why they commit suicide.
You know, I read stories on a regular basis. I do stories on a regular basis about these kids, 4, 5, 6 years old, you know, in early days of elementary school. And the doctor sanctioned this, the parents sanctioned this. I mean, what has happened here? How can a doctor in his right mind, who actually has a real medical license, allow you to give a child a hormone blocker? It not just blocks those hormones, but other chemical actions that have to take place in a young person's body to help them get strong bones, healthy organs, and a whole nine yards. Isn't that true?
Yeah, the doctors do not care about consequences. The only thing they care about is money. Prestige, whatever. I mean, they really do not care what the consequences are. They don't care if the kid commits suicide. They don't care what happens to him down the road. They don't care if he can have kids. Doesn't care about all the psychological. They don't care. All they're interested in is advancing this absolutely nonsense agenda. No one in the history of mankind has ever changed their gender. They can change their persona, and we should start saying persona instead of gender. No one has ever transitioned because that suggests that you actually changed something, which you didn't, and no one has actually ever been a transgender. All those are fake terms. And those are things that have been advanced by the people who want to convince you that they're doing something. But if we start fighting back and understand that biologically, and I have a court document in Superior Court of California in San Mateo, where the surgeon and the psychologist signed a document in San Mateo in 1990 and admitted they cannot change someone's gender. They admitted it's in document. They explained the only thing that they can do with hormones and surgery is what called neuter. That's it. They can neuter you, which means you can't have kids. You can't. They can't change your gender. It's just nonsense. They can neuter you. They do that to cats, don't they, or dogs?
You do it the Sicilian way to bulls. It's really bad. But anyway,
yeah.
You when you talk about this, right? And again, I had a doctor on the show one night, and I said, "Let me ask you a question." I said, "If a body is in a fire and is burned beyond recognition, I mean just burned terribly, and you needed to do a DNA test on that, on that body, you'd come up with male or female." There is no transgender. It's not like XYY is transgender.
There's no transgender. This whole thing has become the greatest medical fraud in my lifetime. This is so insane. It challenged on any level. It's just total insanity. We're all running around, you know, oh, we're afraid, tiptoe, well, don't offend them, don't, the heck with it. I love the people who offended me when I was acting out this identity of Laura Jensen. Those people are my friends today. That they were honest with me. The wackos who stood by and said, "Oh, you're so wonderful," I don't even want anything to do with those nut jobs.
But why the recent explosion, Walt? I mean, and I say recent. I mean, this thing is exponentially grown in the last less than 10 years.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly why. 2013. They changed the diagnosis from gender identity disorder in the DSM to gender dysphoria. And they only did it for one reason, to advance the opportunity for people to would go on a fast track to get hormones and surgery. Because gender, with the diagnosis of gender identity disorder, that did not fit the profile of using hormones and surgery. That was actually a really good diagnosis. Because that meant you had to go in and find out what was causing them to not like who they are. And you could find out what it was, and so you'd fix them, and you wouldn't have a trans person identifying as a trans. Today, you don't look at the underlying comorbidities, which is body dysmorphia or dissociative disorder, bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia, or PTSD, or they're obsessed with something on the internet, they're looking at games or whatever. If we get in and understand that, we can actually stop all this nonsense. But what they know on their side is if they can get them at a young age and indoctrinate them into this, they can make a total mess of their life, and they're loving every minute of it. I mean, these people are so warped. You know, I call it the Frankenstein syndrome. They don't care. I mean, that's the bottom line. I was just working with a guy from New York this morning, you know, and he's a mess. He's 29 years old. He can't have kids. He's ready to commit suicide, you know.
Wow,
and fortunately, we're working with him. I got a guy that's 25, same thing. I've had him at 19. Here's the best example. I wrote about this in the Daily Signal. A mom and dad, they helped their son get hormone blockers at 15. He progressed him along, let him cross-dress, all that stuff. At 18, they went in to the doctor. He had his genitals cut off, breast implants, all the feminizing surgeries. A year later, I get an email from him. He said, "Walt, can you help me detransition back? I feel like a Frankenstein monster." And if you can go to the Daily Signal and just look up the story of Walt Heyer and Nathaniel and the Frankenstein monster, you'll find out this young boy was addicted to pornography. His life is totaled at 19 because parents agreed to this hormone blocker thing and let him transition.
My God, Walt, we're going to need a lot of forgiveness, you know, when we get in front of God, because I'm hearing, you know, we hear on a regular basis that kids need to see pornography at a young age so they can be ready for the real. I'm reading articles like this on the show on a regular basis. These are sick people, extremely sick people.
We need an island for these bozos and push them off of here and get them over there and let them have all their little joystick stuff and get them the heck out of my life because they're sick wackos.
Yeah, it is quite amazing to me. And again, one of the things I was reading a couple of weeks ago is that a majority of these transitions now are girls that are female to male. And part of the reasoning behind this, from what I'm reading again, is that whole we used to call them tomboys, and they grew out of it. I have one daughter that was heavy into sports. Does that mean she was a boy? And then I have the other daughter. Yeah, she acted like a tomboy. She beat up her brothers the whole nine yards. But she is every bit a woman today. Today they would say that she should have had the transition because she acted like a guy most of the time.
They've studied this. They've got great studies out there that said if we leave these kids alone, don't do this to the kids, 90%+ of them will desist from the idea. They'll just stop thinking about it. And then a few will become something else, you know. But 90, we can save 90% of them just if we don't do this nonsense to them.
God bless. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. If your head's swimming and you can't keep up, you can always go back and get the podcast after the show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. It's stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. It's the only way you can truly become part of the solution. You got to get information, people. When you're out there just spewing stuff you think you thought you heard, you thought you might know, or you heard something, don't do that. Really, truly get informed and get engaged. Listen, head over after the show, not right now, but head over to walthire.com, W-A-L-T-H-E-Y-E-R.com, walthire.com. You'll pick up Walt's stories. You can pick up his books there as well. A lot there that'll help you understand, because many of you, I get it. You get pummeled when you say anything about transgenderism. You get pummeled when you tell somebody you don't believe in this or don't believe in that. Get some information. Learn how to speak to these people. And I mean that sincerely. You can't just stick your finger in somebody's face. It doesn't work. You're not going to pull anybody closer. Well, Walt is identified as a transgender woman for 8 years and now has a passion to help others, and he does. He helps a lot of people who have regretted their gender change. He travels all around the place to speak to groups and churches and other places to try to, I won't say expose, but that's what he's doing. He's exposing the lies on this issue and trying to get you to understand what God had in mind for you. And Walt, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, right. And my website, Sex Change Regret, is where I get most of my traffic because it has stories and stuff on sexchangeregret.com. That site had, I don't know, over 5 million views in just not a very long period of time. It's generated 10,000 emails to me for help from around the world. I reach about 200 million people a year with the work that we do. And so we've been in many countries around the world. And so done documentary films, done 15 documentary films. I just signed a paper today for a movie to be made about my life. And I'm excited about that. But yeah, I do want to talk about the biological stuff.
Yes. You mean science? You actually want to apply
science? I don't want to call it science, because science is like got some bad thing to it.
I hear you. I just love using your terminology sometimes.
You can't say science, you can't say Christian, you can't say Trump. There's a whole lot of things you can't say. People just, their hair catches on fire. So we'll just talk about biology. They haven't beat that up yet. So, there's this real bottom line issue for people to understand if you want to talk to your child or just for yourself to understand something. And no one in the history of mankind has ever biologically changed their gender. It's not possible. You can change your persona. Now, why do I say that? Because when mom and dad get together and sperm flows from the man and hits the egg, that's what we call conception. And at that point of conception, the biological materials come together and form either a male or a female. That's all. Only two people, male, female. There's nothing else. And because of that biological construct between the sperm and the egg, 9 months later, you're born. And from that point of conception, 9 months before you're born, you can't change anything. You cannot get in there and tweak with what the sperm and the egg did when they got together. You can't unwind that. You can't do anything with it. You can change your persona. And watch the terminology. When somebody says that you were assigned gender at birth, that is a flat-out lie. It was innate and immutable and unchangeable when the sperm hit the egg. The game is over. So we're talking, everything they're talking about here, frankly, and I don't like using the term, but it's a lie. You can't change genders. You can't change your sex. It's all was fixed before you ever popped out and started screaming and got slapped on the butt by the doctor. So this is, it kind of drives me nuts that we bought all these terms that are totally false.
Yeah, I agree with you. We've let them choose the words, choose the narrative. They've been doing it. Look, I started the show about 14 years ago now. And I remember about 2 years into it, I started to notice that they were telling us what these terms meant. Right?
Yeah.
Whether it was racism, homophobia, bigotry, they were laying out what those terms meant to us. And we let them get away with it.
Exactly. I mean, just like, have you seen the one cisgender? If I see anything that says cisgender, I throw it in the trash can. That doesn't exist either. What is this crazy? They come up with all this crap. Cisgender, to them, means that you have a normal brain and you're okay and that you're functioning. Everyone else is something else, I guess. I don't know. But they invent these stinking terms and people start putting them in, journals and stuff. There are no such thing. And so, my friends listening, I know I sound really passionate because at my Sex Change Regret website, people write me and I get these emails and these people's lives are destroyed. Their lives are destroyed. I've been doing it for free for over 12 years and I'll work with somebody for as many as 3 years. Working 300, 400, 500 emails, phone calls, you name it. Working with either an attorney to get them a medical malpractice case or a psychologist to help them through the mess. So here's the thing. I don't make any money off this. Little Joe there, he's a millionaire. He's not paying me nothing to be on the show. And so I just want you to know
tell
I do this.
What that million is, will you please?
Yeah, okay. I do this because I want the message to get out there about the truth, because they're not going to tell you anywhere else. And I'm 81 years old. I got 1 foot in the boat, 1 foot in the dock. The boat's about to leave. I'm going to be gone. And so I need to get this message out there, and you need to hear it. You need to understand and start speaking the truth, because we are ruining, destroying, and evaporating an entire generation of children with something that is totally, absolutely false. No one can change your gender. We should start telling them, yeah, you can change your persona, little Johnny. You can look like little Betty, but you can't become little Betty. You can identify as a female. You cannot become a female. You can identify as a guy. You cannot become a guy. So these are realities. We got to start living in reality. I feel like we're living in some kind of fantasy land, you know, the world of Oz, where everybody's been picked up by this transgender tornado and transformed into some other idiocy. And thank God I came out of it. I mean, the only reason I ended up where I was identifying as a woman is because I was physically abused by my father. I was psychologically, emotionally abused by a mother who put me in a purple dress, and I was sexually abused by my uncle. It will destroy your life. When you have that done by the time you're 9 years old, you're ruined.
Do you have anybody helping you with this? Are there other people who've come out of it or detransitioned and are helping you?
No, I've been doing this on my own with my wife's help and doing the articles and the books. I mean, the publishers won't publish my books. You know, it's too radical. So we just do it on the kitchen table. I'm a radical because I'm telling the truth. You're not supposed to tell the truth. For gosh sakes, don't tell the truth. And don't try to save a kid. You know, let him transition. Let him cut off body parts. Let him be. And, you know, you were fighting abortion, right?
Yeah.
And there is no bigger, this should be called an abortion, because this is the biggest abortion that we're doing. When we start cutting off body parts, this is like Frankenstein has come home to roost, and everybody's looking the other way. Oh, little Johnny is now little Judy, and Judy is now little Jim. Come on, guys. This is like we have all gone into the third floor psych unit, and that's where society is living today.
Well, we're running out of time, and I want you to talk to people about how do we approach, how do we talk to those that are going through it? Because you can see some of these people are depressed. How would you talk to somebody like this?
Well, yeah, I think it's just important to sit down, quiet place, coffee shop, whatever, if you have an opportunity. It really depends on how well you know them, what your relationship is with them. But I think it's important to say, you know, what caused you? I think this is such an important question. Write it down. What caused you to not like who you are?
Interesting.
And then when you do that, the next question is, what happened that caused you to not like who you are? And the third question, maybe one of the most significant, is why do you want to erase who you are to try to become someone who you can never be? Because biologically, I'm telling you, little Johnny, you cannot become Judy. It just doesn't happen. You can change what you look like. You can wear a dress. You can put on makeup. You can't become a girl. So why don't you like who you are? What happened that caused you to not like who you are? And I forgot what the third one was, because I blanked out. So you're supposed to write them down and tell me back.
Yeah.
So, you know, the point is that we know that these individuals are struggling. And by asking those questions like what happened, you're inviting them to tell you I was sexually abused, I was physically abused, I had something happen, I lost my dad, that my mom and dad divorced, my mom and dad are fighters, mom's in the mental hospital, dad is, you know, on life support. I've actually had these. You know, he's in life support in the house because he's dying from cancer.
We're up against it. We're national, so they got to cut us off. But people,
all right.
SexChangeRegret.com, SexChangeRegret.com. Head over there. Check it out. If you know somebody who's going through this, figure out how to help them. And, well, God bless you for what you're doing. I do appreciate your time with me.
Thank you. My pleasure.